Hey Steve, how you going?
Pretty good. How are you going?
Yeah, good mate.
Who have we got here? I can't see you yet.
Jack.
G'day,
Jack.
Jack
Svensson.
G'day, mate.
Hey.
How's
yeah,
life?
good, hey. Pretty cold at the moment, hey. good, mate.
Yeah, cool. I can't see your head
yeah.
for some reason. It hasn't started.
Oh, hold up. Here we go. Start my video.
Oh, there we go. Aha. Start my video.
Nice.
Look at that.
Here we go.
You won't be able to see me, but...
Yeah, that's right.
But... Oh, something's going on. It's not connected properly yet. Oh, there you are. G'day. Hang on, mate. It's while I'll just take a photo. Looks like a nice warm beanie you've got on.
Yeah, need it. It's pretty freezing here, eh?
A bit freezing.
Yeah, heck. River outside's frozen.
The river outside's frozen.
Yeah, outside the motel.
Wow.
So boys can, a few of the boys were standing on it this morning.
Unbelievable. And it didn't crack or anything like that? It must be pretty thick.
Nah, they've tried standing on it every day since I've been here, and it's just gotten stronger and stronger every day, and eventually today they could actually walk on it a bit, so I wasn't game enough to try heavier than them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, who you play for, what school you go to?
I lived in Cairns all my life until this year at Gordonville High. I moved down to Townsville at Kirwan High just at the start of this year, and I've just been training with the Cowboys 20s a bit.
Yep, cool.
Yeah.
Do you like the Cowboys?
Yeah, it's good, eh? Enjoying it there?
Yep, and what are you doing this year? You're playing... Mel winning a cup or Toyota Cup or what?
Yeah, Mel Meninga. I think I'll be starting in Mel Meninga, and hopefully I get a few 20s games in as well.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah.
That'd be great if you could.
Yeah, for sure.
The NRL rookie camps next week for the Queensland teams. Are you going to be going to that?
No. Is it next week?
Yeah, I can't remember. Was that the one at Sydney yesterday?
Any good?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. The boys, it's always fun to talk to the boys. Especially when they're in class, I get them in trouble when they're taking photos of them.
Yeah, for sure. Pay out on them, eh?
Yeah, I do, actually, and it's quite fun. And the teachers try and instruct to say, oh, you got to pay attention to us. And they're going, yeah, to the camera.
Oh, yeah.
That's life, though.
That's it.
So how have you enjoyed England? And France, mate.
Yeah, France is pretty cool. It was an awesome experience. I couldn't live there, but too busy and everything for me. But it was awesome being there.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It's freezing up there, but we did the old strip and run around the top. That was cold as.
A couple of the guys from last year's AIS tour. Rhys Jager and Blackman and a couple of guys were at the rookie camp yesterday, and they're spewing.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they're spewing that you guys did the nerdy run. They only took their shirts off last year.
Oh, we went away this year, I think. Took the next step.
Next year's will be X-rated.
Oh wow! The security guard wasn't happy with us.
Hopefully he ended up.
Yeah, probably after what he saw. Nightmares for life. Nah, he didn't have time to, he just met us around the other side of the, from where we started after we did the lap, and I'll just put our clothes back on and everything, and got booted off.
Get out of here, Australian scumbags.
They should have known what he was saying.
That's alright, if somebody abuses you and you don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, it was like, we got the hint, but we just played along with it.
So tell us a little bit about the footy, mate. The footy in France and the footy in England. What do you think of the French footy?
Oh, they're improving. So we should have won both games, but the ref wasn't really on our side either, but yeah, we still should have won. Just didn't really play together as a team. England the only time we were enthusiastic, pretty much, and stuck it to them, put some points on the board.
Yeah, blokes are all talking about the rest. You're turning into
whinging
poms or something, are you?
Nah, not that bad. Nah, freezing, bud. Good. And it was like, coldest I've ever been.
Being a Cairns boy.
It's hectic. Oh. You have come from third grade to -5. Jeez. That is.
Well, mate, here's some standard questions that I've been asking the other boys. I'll go through a few of them with you, eh?
Too easy, man.
The Tucker over in France. What was your impressions?
Oh. I think the first thing we had was the red stick and hot chocolate. And it was good for the first couple of times. Every morning, but it was over it. I liked Chris on that. That was good. All right. But I didn't the offices and liver and all that stuff. I wouldn't have lasted. Look at it.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, I wouldn't have lasted, man. I would have... Nah. Didn't miss the look at it. Hey?
What about the war memorials, mate? And all the graves and that you've
been... Yeah, awesome, mate. Learning experience. You know, what happened over there. Photos and that. It's good to learn about all that stuff, eh? Yep. You don't realise what goes on.
No, they're pretty brave, those old blokes, jumping over the...
Yeah.
Going across over the lip of the trench and running into all that machine gun fire.
Yeah, for sure.
Doesn't sound like something
I don't think anyone would like to.
No, mate. We hope there's no more wars and no more people dying.
Yeah, that's it.
And how did it affect you? Like, do you think you'll have some of those impressions last you forever?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you'll pass to your family members and all that, and friends, and just... talk to them about what happened over the year past, and, just like a big story sort of thing.
It is, isn't it? You've got to pass it on to the next generation.
Yeah, let them know.
Yep. And who's the biggest...
Yeah, good.
Who's the funniest bloke on the tour so far? Jack?
Oh, I think it'd have to be Shaquille Blair or Jerome Leedy. Together, them two together, a bit of a laugh, hilarious bloke.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are you going to give us a couple of examples?
Yeah, that'd have to be. Oh, just the way they talk to each other, man. Just real out loud spoken fellas got to make the point.
Oh, no.
Just funny the way they do things, eh? They're a laugh. It's good to have them on the team.
Yeah, you got to have different characters, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
And who's the biggest pain in the
bum? Sure. Jake Kelly and Edward Rimelow.
That's 3 for Brinlow. 3
plays
out of 4.
He was whinging upstairs before about a few boys that have said he's been listening or a little rest.
Yeah, we've got part 2 of his interview that's got to come up because we got cut off with a flat battery last night. So he can a few of the boys.
he'll have to.
Cool.
He's a bit outnumbered, but...
Yeah, it's a democracy.
No.
So that's about all I've got, mate. Do you want to say anything or say g'day to your friends and your family and tell the Cowboys you want to
play Oh, that'd be nice from them. But yeah, I'll just say hello to my family at home, Steve Dalziel, cousins listed, and the Bell family back in Council. Well, that's it. Quick hello to everyone back home there. Glad I'm going all right.
Have you been sending the messages people have been sending to you?
Yeah, mate, I've been whenever I can.
Beautiful.
From back home.
Cool. Can you give us a smile and a bit of a wave? Look at the camera and I'll take a photo of it. Yay. Sweet as, man. That's a good one. Thanks.
Sweet.
Thanks for that, Jack. Mate, I'll ring back in about 2 minutes, all right?
All right, too easy, mate.
Thanks heaps for your time, buddy.
Too easy, mate.
Good luck tomorrow night, and right. I hope you kill him.
Yeah, I hope so.
Good anyway.
Right. Thanks, matey.
See you, Jack. Bye, mate.
Bye-bye.